This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
You're on another edition of Joy's very own show about pets. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home. Now, you would have heard us a little bit before, but joining me in the studio this week is our fundraising team leader from the Lost Dogs Home. It is the wonderful Sharon Elliott. Thank you, Sharon, for joining us on Pets Allowed again today.
And thank you for inviting me, Kevin.
We always love getting everyone in studio, but you in particular, because you just sound so great on Pets Allowed.
Oh, I enjoy it. Such a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, look, we have a big show planned for you today because a lot of you might be looking at, you know, you're getting back to work soon, or you might have already started back at work, or maybe your kids are going back to school. So with many people returning to work next week, on Pets Allowed today, we're going to ask, how will your dog or cat cope with being home alone?
Because just like you, they get the back to work blues. You go back to work, or in my case, I've been back, but my kids are going back to school. So they're going to be neglected in their eyes, I guess, and it can be a disaster. Bored dogs dig up your garden, they rip apart your furniture, they chew your shoes, and I know full well they can also escape when they get really bored.
Yes, they certainly can get a bit destructo during this time. And look, the common factor generally is a bit of a lack of training and also some stimulation. And it's up to pet owners to provide that to both our cats and dogs. But coming up on Pets Allowed today, Sharon?
We will discuss what are the signs of boredom and how can you tackle them?
We're going to troubleshoot some common boredom-related issues as well.
And then we'll check out the latest from our finishing school.
And we've got all our usual Pets Allowed segments, including dog dates, at the end of the program. But stay tuned. Look, all of that and more coming up on a big edition of Pets Allowed.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
You're on Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. It is time to have a look at the news of the week. Now, we have a very special announcement. This is, you're going to hear it here first before you hear it anywhere else, Sharon. This is how special this announcement actually is. We are going to be announcing our mates rates. It is this Australia Day weekend. So from January 23rd, so tomorrow, until the end of trading on Australia Day 2015, you can help turn around the life of a shelter animal and experience the true meaning of mateship with one of our incredible cats and dogs this Australia Day long weekend. Come along and meet the many cats and dogs at our North Melbourne and Campasby shelter up in Echuca. And you can also get 50% off the adoption cost for animals who are aged 6 months and over. We have so many deserving cats and dogs who need a forever home, and what a better way to settle them in than a long weekend. We've got over 110 cats currently at both of our shelters combined. Summer season had been so busy and we've received so many more cats than we have for quite a while. So we've got some long-term residents there as well, Sharon. So we've got Venus, we've got Bear, Jaguar, Red Phoenix. We've all been waiting for over 3 months as well. And we especially want these guys to find their new homes, but we do want to find a new home for all of the dogs and cats in our care if possible. So it is a mates rates half price adoption drive starting tomorrow and running until Monday. So it's for cats and dogs over 6 months. The fee will be $45 for cats and $150 for dogs. And we have lots of long-term adoption candidates as well. And you can check all of our dogs and cats up for adoption online at dogshome.com. Make sure you check back regularly as that's updated daily. It's updated hourly. It's updated to the minute when more dogs become available for adoption as well. Now, if you're a regular listener of Pets Allowed, you will know that we had our Woolworths Christmas drive, pet food drive, Sharon.
We did indeed. We'd like to say a really big thank you to Woolworths and to all of their amazingly generous customers who helped fill lots of bowls of cats and dogs that have come into our care so far this year, and it will keep filling bowls for a few months to come. The customers dug very, very deep this year during the annual Christmas pet food appeal. We actually had a total of 162 wheelie bins full of food coming in from 62 stores all across Victoria. That's actually enough tins and bags of food and treats to feed our residents for several months to come. And we need to make a special thank you to Ringwood and Carangal. I hope I pronounced that right. Carangal Hub shoppers who filled the highest number of bins across all of the stores that were involved this year. Well, sorry, last year now.
Yes, it was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2015 right now.
Time runs away. The simple act of popping a bag of dry food or a tin of wet food into the donation bin sort of directly translates into food, into bowls for the thousands of animals that we care for each year. And it also means that we can put funds into other crucial programs that we run. There's lots of program services out there, our behaviour rehabilitation, our adoption programs. And you want to see everything we do, have a look at our website. And see all the stuff that the funds go to. So not having to buy that pet food is going to make a really big difference. So again, thank you so much from all of us at the home. Your support is invaluable. It really does mean so much.
So you can always see all our stories online at dogshome.com. Now, every week we do like to feature a dog or cat in our very special...
This week's Pet of the Week.
It is time to introduce our Pet of the Week this week. And Sharon, we've got a lovely little pug cross named Cedric.
We have, and he's incredibly cute. Even if you're not in the market to adopt a dog at the moment, pop online and have a look at him anyway. Well worth it. Like Kev said, he's a pug cross, and he, being a he, is a male. General fawny colour, about 7 years old. Don't let that put you off, though. Seven is just young. He came into the home a very sad and anxious little dog, seemed to be sort of desperately looking for his previous owner. He's been through finishing school to try and help him settle a bit and learn how to enjoy the company of other people and other dogs. He went home, spent some time in foster care while he was here, and came back and learned to walk properly on a lead and just be generally calm. He's a lovely little dog. He's house trained. He loves to have a cuddle and sit on your lap. And what he really, really wants is someone kind who's going to give him those cuddles that he wants and make him feel really special, which is exactly what he is. We want to make sure that he gets really well settled into his new home. So we're including a free Planet Canine training course along with him to help you learn how to train him. He does like other small, well-mannered dogs, but can't really deal with big, boisterous dogs. So if you feel you've got the right home for him or know someone that has, please get on the phone and come and visit him.
Sorry, you can call 039-329-2755 or visit our website, dogshome.com. Cedric's animal ID is 823666. Our pet of the week that we mentioned last week, Maz, and also Missy, are still looking for a home as well. So hopefully they'll get adopted as part of our Mates Rates adoption drive this weekend for Australia Day, which is half price adoptions. You do need to complete your pet license test to get access to that special deal as well. But we'll be putting more information on our Facebook page later today. Coming up, Sharon and I are going to be talking about boredom. So we're going to be talking all about what happens when your pet is alone at home and they might have gotten used to you being around a fair bit and now they're starting to get a bit bored.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
And now with work and school resuming this week, time spent with your furry new friend may be reduced. Don't be surprised if you're not the only one that's going to be suffering from back-to-work blues. This can have some very serious implications for your pets as well.
Indeed. Unfortunately, amongst the reasons that people give us when they're surrendering their dogs to the home, one of them or some of them can be their destructive behaviour, like barking and digging up flower beds and probably chewing stuff out there. So, you know, as I said, it can lead in dogs being surrendered to the home. So let's firstly ask, why do dogs get bored?
I guess it's a lack of stimulation is generally the main reason that dogs are getting bored, especially if you've been on holidays for a while. And so you've been at home with them. You know, generally they spend a lot more time inside when you're at home and, you know, you might go for more walks and that kind of thing. So with you getting busier and going back to work or the kids going back to school, generally it's that lack of stimulation. They have active minds. They need to be doing something, especially the working breeds and other breeds like that. You know, some dogs will be completely happy just sitting around the backyard and not really doing much. But I mean, there are dogs that are going to be very much about wanting to be with their family or just, you know, getting bored. And if they're confined in a backyard for a long period of time, they'll start to show some signs of boredom if they don't have you around, or if they don't have someone around to do stuff with them, or if you're not keeping them active whilst they're there.
So they said the signs of boredom. What signs of boredom should we be looking for?
So there's a few different ways that your dog is going to be showing you that you're bored. One of them you might not be able to tell yourself. You might rely on your neighbours to tell you if it is happening. And that first one is excessive barking. So if they're just running around the backyard barking for no apparent reason. Obviously, with barking, there are a lot of different reasons why dogs will be barking. They can be barking because they're guarding, they're warning you about something that's around the house, or they can just be barking because they're doing it out of boredom. Now, a lot of dogs will do this. They'll just sit around just barking, 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 barking. So, you know, there is that for one. Destructive behavior is another one. So if they start digging, if they start chewing things, if they start leaving you potholes, if they start destroying the backyard, if they're chewing on the fence, or they're chewing on a step, or chewing on your laundry if it's out in the back, or chewing on whatever they can find basically as well. So that's another sort of one way that they can show you that they are a bit bored. If you're around them and they're sort of yawning, it means they're feeling a bit bored or uncomfortable. They want some stimulation. They're a bit worried about something. They're sort of going, well, are you going to be walking me? Are we going to go play a game? What are we going to do? And also escaping. So generally, if the backyard's boring, they're going to try and find somewhere that's a lot more exciting, and that generally is where you are. So they're going to go, well, you're not in the backyard, so clearly you must be somewhere else out there in the world. So they'll start digging a hole and trying to find their way out. And also trying to break inside is another one as well. So, I mean, if your dog is trying to get inside and you're scratching at the back door, that kind of thing, it's just because they want to be where you are.
Indeed. So, look, so we know they're bored and they've got bored. So what's the worst case scenario? What can this actually lead to?
I mean, as we've sort of mentioned, it can lead to destructive behaviour. It can lead to your dog getting out and then for getting picked up and brought to the shelter, or, you know, picked up by your neighbour or that kind of thing. I mean, thankfully, most owners these days will sort of go, okay, my dog is clearly bored. What can I do to help them out? But some will just dismiss it as like sort of, oh, the dog's just acting up. They're being naughty. So we are going to be talking a bit later about what kind of things you can actually do to help your dogs alleviate backyard boredom as well. But it's not just dogs that suffer from boredom. We've also got cats. And you know, cats do get used to you being around as well, despite not showing it most of the time and showing to be pretty independent. But Sharon, you've got a couple of cats at home at the moment. What about them? Do they ever get bored?
Oh, indeed. Yeah. They're considered an owl, mostly far more independent than dogs are and content with occupying themselves. But they do need human contact. They do need company and they do get lonely. And it can lead to problem behaviours. There might be urination. They might start scratching at things. Certainly can get aggressive and very noisy. Believe they may not bark, but cats can make a lot of noise when they try. So don't let your cats get bored either, that's for sure. Keep an eye on them too.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you are sort of checking it. They can also start annoying you in the middle of the night, because that's another thing that cats do quite well, is because generally they want to be a bit more active towards the evening because they are nocturnal animals.
Indeed. 3 a.m. I think is a particular favourite time. Yes.
Yep. And they'll start, you know, scratching at your door to the bedroom or licking your face, as some people sort of see. So yeah, definitely cats also suffer from boredom at times. Coming up, we're going to be looking at what you can do to actually help your pets when it comes to leaving them alone after you've been home for quite a while.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
We are talking all about pets and boredom. So if you welcomed a new dog or cat into your life over the summer break, maybe they're not going to be coping quite well with your absence now that you're returning to work.
Or it may not be a new pet. Perhaps it's an ongoing problem you have with a pet that you've had for some time.
So don't worry, we are here to help. One thing that you can do to help alleviate this boredom is to get into a routine. So routine is very important for newly adopted pets right from the start of them getting into your home. They've just been through a period of extreme change and instability when they've gone through a shelter, in terms of they usually have been in a home beforehand. So settling them into a new routine as soon as possible gives them the confidence that you're okay, you know what's going on, and it'll help them to settle in quickly as well.
Indeed. Another tip, well, let's make it a bit of a transition for them so it's not quite so hard. So it's a really good idea to gradually get your pet accustomed to not having you around the home. You maybe before you go back to work, you might start to take an extra half hour for your shopping. Take some time to see your friends and family, always good. And gradually increase this to an hour or so as you go. You can use this technique if you decide to go on holiday as well.
That's right. So start off with sort of putting them outside for while you still around the house, then put them outside for 5 minutes, put them outside for 10 minutes, gradually work that up into you being away for a whole day. So one thing you can do with puppies as well, it actually really helps. Another tip is to walk your dogs or play with your cats before work. So taking your dog for a walk before you head out is a great way to make sure that they're mentally stimulated and prepared for the day, because they'll be a bit tired, so they won't necessarily want to destroy things. It means less chance of them being bored and also just destructive as well. It'll also stimulate their minds and give you both some quality bonding time before parting as well. But also playing your cat's favorite game is good in the morning as well. You can grab some awesome toys out there for cats, which I'm sure you'll find one that your cat loves playing with, and it'll help them tire out as well. Now, one thing with both cats and dogs, Sharon, is they like to be able to smell like they're in a familiar place.
Indeed. Go back to the days when you were a child. Maybe you might have taken your mum's scarf or your dad's shirt off to a school camp with you because it made you feel happy and safe. Our pets feel exactly the same. It might be there's a bit of clothing that maybe they've snuggled up to you with and will smell like you. So if there's something that you might run the risk, I suppose, of a bit of time, but
of that
you're
destroyed.
Happy, yeah, something that you're happy to risk leaving down for them that they can snuggle into, they may really appreciate that. Maybe an old fleece or something like that. And another thing that can help them feel that there's familiar stuff around is maybe leaving the radio or television on. I actually do that for my pets when I can. And then they feel like someone is actually at home. It just makes it feel more familiar for them.
Yeah, it's just a bit of white noise as well, so that they're not just sort of going crazy. The other thing, an interesting point about this whole sense of familiarity, generally when dogs during, say, a thunderstorm or something like that, when they try and break into the house, generally the one room that they're trying to get into is your bedroom, because that smells the most like you, obviously, because you're sleeping in your bed the whole time. So generally that's why you'll find dogs running into the bedroom, running under the bed, running under the covers. It's because they're trying to get to that area that smells the most like their owner. So It's actually quite an interesting thing. You know, if you had a thunderstorm and you had your bedroom door closed, your bedroom door might get destroyed.
Thanks for that tip. That's a new one on me, Kev. Thank you.
No problems at all. It's also time to have a bit of a backyard blitz. So without you at home to supervise, your new pet may decide to put on their explorer hat and go for a bit of a wander. It is time to check your backyard fencing and gates to make sure their escape art is proof, and it's always good to make sure you check everything. It's also worth giving your property a once over to ensure there are no hazardous objects or garden products lying around that your pet could have access to while they're home alone. Check their bedding, check their kennels, their toys, their drinking and food bowls, also everything, just to make sure that is current and they're good and they're not going to fall apart and that kind of thing as well.
And talking of falling apart, remember that it actually really is okay for you to go back to work. Their lives aren't going to fall apart. It's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. Parents, when their kids first got off to school, it can be scary, and you can be very emotional and anxious about leaving your pet behind for the first time. But if you've taken all the precautions, you've done those things to help stop the stress for your animal and help stop them being bored and made sure that they're very safe and that they're going to be comfortable, try not to feel that you're doing the wrong thing. It is okay.
Yeah, they will get over it very quickly as well, and they'll settle in and they'll get used to being by themselves again. And also, it's very important, especially as you are going to be leaving for quite a while, you know, during the day, that you make sure that all their identification is up to date. So identify, update, and so that you can reunite. These golden words are invaluable in ensuring that should your dog or cat run away whilst you are at work, you'll have a great chance of being successfully reunited. So identify them with a microchip and make sure you have an ID tag as well on the collar. Just a little tag with your phone number on it. It's come very invaluable when my dogs have decided to run off and, you know, through no fault of their own, sort of gates blowing open or something like that. Perfect opportunity for them to run off. They usually end up in someone's front yard and that person then gives me a call straight away so I can go and pick them up.
Exactly. So, yeah, I have first-hand experience of escaping dogs too, either back because of tags or once one of mine came to visit me at work.
Delightful.
A lovely greeting.
So, yes, make sure you've got your that microchip, you contact the microchip register to ensure that your details are up to date as well, because that's one thing we often find is trying to call people, trying to get in touch with them to say that we have their pet, and their details aren't up to date. So please, please, please make sure that is done. But look, you know, if you are worried and you have any more questions, you can always ask us. We have so much, a wealth of knowledge at the Lost Dogs Home with our adoption nurses, with our vet staff, just even, you know, via our social media. We have so much fundraising stuff. You can get in touch with them, ask us any questions you might have, and we're always ready to help you as well.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
All throughout the program today, we have been talking a bit about what to do when you start going back to work or school and your pets are a bit home alone. Now, Sharon, we're going to go through some common questions that we get at the home and common scenarios on, you know, what kind of things might actually happen.
Indeed. And we'll start you off, Kevin, with, thanks to my dog, my backyard now looks like a war zone. There's holes everywhere. She started chewing through the steps off the veranda. What do I do?
Sounds very familiar. I have the exact same situation at my house in that there's potholes everywhere. Look, you can creatively combat backyard boredom by simply starting to rotate your dog's toys. So the best idea here is to get about 30 different toys and separate them into different days. So you've got day one, day two, day three. Put day one, you put all of the toys out in the morning, and then you take them all back up at night. Next day, put day two toys out, take them all back up at night. Next day, take day three toys out, put them all back up at night. By the time day four comes around, you go back to day one, the dog's like, oh, brilliant, all of these new toys. I haven't seen these before, which, you know, they just haven't seen them for a few days. But your dog actually does, you know, think that. The other thing is, when you think about it, when dogs were originally in the wild, they would have been feeding over the course of the day, whereas usually we feed them in a bowl and they're finished in about 2 minutes flat, depending on the dog. So making that feeding time last a little bit longer, so you've got some Kong toys out there, some treats that you can stuff, and make sure you can freeze them as well to make sure that they last a bit longer as well. Another thing you can do is scatter the food out. If you have only one dog, it makes it a bit easier. Just throw the food out onto the lawn and they'll spend a few, you know, half an hour to an hour trying to find all of that as well. For cats, a scratching post obviously is a must, and also a lot of toys. They do sleep a lot. They do like cardboard boxes and that kind of stuff as well. But yeah, cats will sleep and entertain themselves most of the day. Make sure you still put plenty of stuff out for them as well.
Indeed. Okay, well, my dog gets frantic when I leave the house. He doesn't stop barking and howling. I don't know how long it goes on for, but the neighbours have complained.
So generally this is kind of happening because you've made a bit of a fuss before you've left the house. So if you kind of settle your dog down about 10 minutes beforehand, so put them outside, let them know that you're still at home, but don't make a fuss about it. So don't, you know, pat them like crazy. Oh, I'm going to miss you so much. I'm going to miss you so much. And it's also when you get back home as well. So give them about 10 minutes to readjust to the fact that you're back home. Give them those, a Kong or some scatter their food out so that they have something to do to take their mind off you leaving when you first leave the house. My dogs get fed when I'm about to leave so that they are focused on eating at that time. They have no other thing that they can focus on at all. So, that's one way you can help out. And it just might be that they're sort of suffering a bit of separation anxiety. So you just need to help them get used to the fact that you're not going to be there as well, and making sure that the backyard's really interesting and exciting, that they really want to be there. Never use your backyard as a punishment. So if your dog does something wrong, don't put them out in the backyard and leave them out there. Make sure the backyard's a happy, fun place to be.
Some excellent suggestions. Now, I have to say, if any of you are needing an answer to this next question, you'll certainly be very happy to get an answer because I wouldn't want to be having to deal with this one. But you've got a toilet trained dog, and then you've gone back to work, and you're getting surprises left around the house. And if it couldn't get worse than that, how about including peeing on the bed? How would you handle that one?
So there are a couple of issues with this. One. one way is obviously don't let them in the house when you're not at home so that you can monitor them and make sure that they're not doing it. There's sort of two reasons why this could happen. It's either a change in the environment or a medical related issue. So first thing to think of will be, has anything changed lately? Like we've had a few incidents with Sprocket where he's been peeing on the bed. Now that's because there's a cat in the house now, so he's responding to that change in environment. So now I just have to make sure I watch him so that I can pick him up on that, because he does sort of show that he's about to do it and do that. So yeah, definitely limit their access to the house first. Check that it's not a medical issue, so get them along to the vet as well if you think there might be a problem. And yeah, just try and make sure you check monitor them when they're in the house and see if there's any changes in their environment. Tiring them out's a good one, so taking them for a walk before you actually leave the house, just because usually, you know, the tired dog is a well-behaved dog as well. So make sure you check all of that out. We will put some of this information up on our website as well, dogshome.com. We've also got plenty of it up there already, ways to combat boredom in the backyard as well. You are on Pets Loud with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9 invites you to a special fundraising performance this February of the Smash It Play 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. Proudly presented by Peridot Theatre, this touching comedy explores the blossoming friendship between an older woman and a young male dance instructor as they reveal their secrets, fears and joy while dancing the swing, tango, foxtrot, cha-cha and more. Tickets are only $25 for this special fundraising performance of 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks on Thursday, February 5th at the Unicorn Theatre in Mount Waverley. Support local theatre and your favourite community radio station. Book now at joy.org.au. Now, we've just, Sharon, we've actually received a message in. We've had a call in and they're talking about an older cat, so 15-year-old Devon Rex, who he's a flight attendant. The person, not the cat itself. So he has been going away for a period of time, sometimes 4 days, and his partner is looking after the cat, but he's actually started using the bedroom as a toilet instead of using the litter tray. Now, generally speaking, I guess the first thing is he's a 15-year-old cat. So it's probably best to get him to the vet to make sure that there are actually no issues. Cats, there's two sort of ways that sometimes they're either avoiding or they're spraying. So avoiding is when they're just standing on something and they just completely release what's in their bladder, which sounds like this is what's kind of happening if he is using your bedroom as a litter tray instead of the litter tray. So check that there's no medical issues. Sometimes it's that they've started to feel a bit, they've got a bit of arthritis and they can't actually climb into the litter tray. That can happen sometimes. That's usually when they start toileting near the litter tray. But yeah, first off would be definitely get them straight to the vet to try and sort of see whether or not there are actually any medical issues related to this, because a 15-year-old cat, generally speaking, you know, 15 is quite elderly for a cat. They're starting to get into their senior years, so you might want to check that one out first as well, just to make sure. And then if there's any other reason, like that, a lot of people think, oh, my cat's doing this out of spite. They're doing it because I've left for 4 days. They're doing this because I've left for a week. I went on holidays and they started doing this. That's not the case. Like, animals don't really feel spite. They're not going to do something. They're not going to pee on something just because you're not there. It's usually a response to a change in the environment. So yeah, if you've only just started going away for a period of time, then that might be it. They're just trying to adjust to that. But definitely if it's, you know, that you've been doing that for the whole time and this is just most recent, then definitely it's probably a medical issue rather than anything else. So thank you very much for your question. If you do want to get in touch with us anytime throughout the week, you can also find us on Facebook. Just search for The Lost Dogs Home, or you can find our Joy program page at joy.org.au, and we have plenty of information up there on how to get in touch with us as well. Now, in this week's finishing school class, Sharon, we've been running this finishing school program for quite some time. We have the lovely Kelpie Cooley Mix. His name is Tyson. He's currently looking for a new home. He's absolutely adorable. He is a very active dog, so he's at risk of becoming bored very, very quickly. So in our finishing school, we do put a video up each week, and this week we're going to be tackling how to help him alleviate his boredom. I'm so bored. This is boring. I am so bored.
Tyson, the 10-month-old Kelpie Cooley Mix, arrived at the Lost Dogs Home with a habit of barking when bored. He was placed in the home's finishing school program to teach him some manners and keep his active brain engaged.
Tyson lives in the city, so he can't have a traditional working dog job, but he'd really like a job. Sit, boy. We need to make sure with working dogs living in the city that we keep their minds stimulated. Otherwise, Tyson's at risk of barking with frustration. Let's go.
Lost Dogs Home staff and volunteers spent time teaching Tyson basic manners, a few tricks and some agility work. Once he was given clear instructions, he settled and was keen to please. When out and about on walks, we asked Tyson to use his best manners and walk nicely on a leash, sit and stay, and pay attention to his handler when asked.
It's great to mix things up a bit and use everyday things as agility obstacles. Have your working dog practice obedience skills when out and about, and even throw a few tricks in.
To keep Tyson busy in his pen, we've given him some problem-solving toys. He loves Kongs and treat balls.
We're hoping to find Tyson a home where he can get lots of exercise and continue his training in things like dog sports such as agility.
To view dogs currently available for adoption, please visit the website.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
If you love Joy 94.9 and live theatre, then you'll love this special fundraising performance of 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks on Thursday, February 5th. Proudly presented by Peridot Theatre, this touching comedy sees an older woman hire a young gay dance instructor to give her private dance lessons, one per week for 6 weeks. What happens is an antagonistic relationship that turns into a close friendship as they learn, laugh and dance together. Tickets are only $25 each for this special Joy fundraising performance on Thursday, February 5th at the Unicorn Theatre, Mount Waverley. To book, call 1300 569 949 or see joy.org.au.
This is Dog Dates, your pet's community calendar.
You're on Pets Lab with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. And we always love to show you what's coming up in the week to make sure you get out and about with your pets. Now, Sharon, this weekend is the Kensington Australia Day Festival. It's dog friendly and it's fun for the whole family.
It is. Get on down there and be part of the dog show, which is being sponsored by our very own Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. Enter the dog show and you'll be in the chance to win some terrific prizes valued at around $130. Within each prize pack, you will get a toy, a blanket, a dog bowl, a Frank Samways lead and terrific vouchers and other stuff too. I've seen them myself.
They look great.
They do indeed. You won't be surprised to find out, being an Australia Day festival, you can go along there on January the 26th. It'll be held in Kensington in Melbourne on Macaulay and Belair Roads.
So make sure you check that out on Monday. This is the Kensington Australia Day Festival. Thank you very much to Sharon for joining me in the studio on Pets Allowed this week. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you, Kevin.
Now, I believe Pets Allowed, we are actually taking a 2-week break, so I'll see you back in about 5 weeks' time because I'm on leave for the first 3 weeks of February as well. So make sure you check out our podcasts on our website, joy.org.au/petsallowed. Our pet of the week as well is the lovely Cedric, who you can find out on our website again, dogshome.com, and check out our Australia Day Mates Rates special as well. Half price adoption drive for the weekend. Don't forget to walk your dogs and pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.